Electromatic Radio.
Hello, are we on the air?
I don't know. Let me ask my ventriloquial dummy. Are we on the air, Woody? You bet. Woody says yes, Gray.
Oh, terrific. Two dummies in the control booth.
Ha ha ha. That's very clever, Gray. Don't you think that's clever, Woody? Night me. Now, Woody, let's not be rude to Mr. Grimwald.
Oh, he's for a the very... love of... Would you just knock that off, would you? Huh? Thank you. All right, hi, folks. Welcome to Electromatic Radio. I'm your host, Gray Grimwald.
Do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
What? What are you doing, kid? We're on the air. Get back down to your booth.
I just need it for a little while. I'll return it in a few minutes. Please?
All right. Here it is. Here, cat. Let me get on with the show, all right?
Yep.
All right, we got a halfway decent lineup of music for you this week.
Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
Another one? What the hell did you just do with the last one?
What last one?
The tube I just gave you.
How could you give it to me when I just now came to ask for it?
Look, I don't know what the hell you're up to, kid, but I'm gonna give you 6 seconds to leave that doorway and get back up to your booth before I rip off your scalp and use it as a potholder.
How rude.
Freak. Anyway.
Hey, Gray?
What? What do you want now?
Who are you just talking to?
The listeners. Who do you think?
No, I mean before.
Before what?
Before you started talking to me just now.
But I was just talking to you before I just started talking to you just now.
To me?
Yes.
Before just now?
Yes.
You couldn't have been. You were talking to someone up there in your booth.
Yeah, you.
That's weird, Gray. I haven't left my chair since the broadcast began, have I, Woody? No way! See?
Keep this up, kid, and I'm going straight down to Mr. Osborne's office.
Ooh, how scary.
You just wait, you little...
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
What the...
There he is! Who is that?
What?
Hey, Gray, who's that on the intercom?
What?
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes? Hey, wait your turn. I was here first. I'm just as entitled to that anchovy paste as you are. I beg to differ. My need for that paste is greater than yours. Everyone knows that.
No way!
My needs have always come first, and I'm not about to let that change.
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube of anchovy paste I could borrow for a few minutes?
I was here first. Piss off.
I'm entitled to it because I'm without sin.
The hell you are.
Hey, Gray, here's your anchovy paste back.
Give that to me.
Hands off. That's mine.
Never. Give that to me, you sinners.
Ouch. Bite me, will ya?
Why, yes, I will. Thank you.
Oh my God. There's four of them.
Hey, Gray, what's going on down there?
There's four of you down here fighting over a tube of anchovy paste.
Hey, Gray, do you have a tube
Make that
of
five.
Paste
I figured as much. You know there's a funny story behind that?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, I think I stayed a little too long inside the inverse unilateral matrix of the neutronic condenser in Subbasement 2. I guess it cloned me or something. I'll never eat my lunch in there again, I'll tell you that much.
Well, what are we gonna do about all these clones?
Do about them? Gee, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it like that.
What do you mean you hadn't thought about it like that? You think it's fine to have six clones of you wandering around the station? One of you is bad enough.
I think they could be quite useful to have around. Don't you think so, Woody? Get bent.
Yeah, they'll come in handy whenever I need someone to leave a pile of half-eaten microwave burritos in the break room sink. Listen, kid, we have to do something about this before... No, not my Mets commemorative plates!
Sorry, Gray.
Sorry.
Out! Out!
Well, if you don't have any more anchovy paste, how about some ordinary glue? Or maybe some of that industrial-strength duct tape. You know, the blue kind? I want the blue kind.
Out!
Hang in there, Gray. Woody and I will put our heads together and come up with some kind of solution. Won't we, Woody? John thought and I thought. Oh, Woody, what will you say next?
There is just one name for me. Me who always has to go and stand outside, the worker in the night. 'Cause no one may ever see that he holds your hand through when the sun shines bright, the worker in the night. Only for you I do something I want to, 'cause I hate to play the clown, and I always wanna be around ya. Oh, I hope that you someday tell the people he's my man and he's alright, the worker in the night. I do something I won't do, 'cause I hate to play the clown, and I always wanna be around ya. Oh, I hope that you someday tell the people he's my man and he's alright, the worker in the night. Ooh, he's alright, the worker in the night. Ooh.
Yeah. Annabelle's mind is a crazy machine at the best. And her head sets aflame all the things that her body loves the best. She's constantly at play. Somebody ought to come real soon and take that girl away. Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best. Her consciousness streams like a dry riverbed in the sun. And you know she's a drag when she says all the jive things she's done. Once she had a dream, but it was burnt by the sunlight and ripped at the seams. At the seams. Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best. Oh yes, at the best. She sparkles and jangles the silk silver bells on her toes. But her laughter sounds hollow, so she winks and pretends she has soul. And when she feels alive, where she goes, a home to her mother, and sits by the phone. By the phone. Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best. Oh yes, at the best. Lost somewhere west of the yellow brick road, with a body of crystal and a mind that's all set to explode. She doesn't know what to do, 'cause she loves Christopher Robin. Winnie the Pooh. Tinkerbell's mind is a crazy machine at the best. Oh yes, at the best.
Quiet all of a sudden. I wonder where all those clones suddenly went to. There's something weird about those guys too. I mean, you know, Matt's weird enough, but these clones are... I don't know. You know, I tell you, sometimes it's just not worth rolling off the fold-out couch to come down to... this place. What are you doing here, kid?
Ha ha ha!
What?
Ha ha ha!
That is you, isn't it, Matt?
Ha ha ha!
Alright, you must be one of the clones, right?
Ha ha ha!
Yeah, okay, there's one of your pals.
Ha 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 ha!
And another one.
Ha 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 ha.
And another
ha,
one.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, this is getting a little too weird for me. I'm gonna have to ask you guys to get out of my booth.
Ha 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 ha.
I'm not kidding, you guys need to get the hell out of here. I'm not gonna
ha ha.
Hey, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell away from me. Get away from me, get away, get away. Shoot, shoot, get, shoot.
A wee ma wet, a wee ma wet, a wee ma wet, a wee ma wet.
What are you doing? No, no, no. No, not that. Don't do that. No, stop that. We gotta stop. We stop. No, no, no. Everybody just stop. We stop. Matt! Help!
We ma wet, jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Someday, maybe you'll learn to sing my song. alone in your memory, and the bed in the corner is dumb. The swallow has turned from the north wind, hiding his face in the sun. Yes, he does, so you run. Give me no goodbye, though it's time for you to go. Give no reason why. Your friend for a moment, a flame in the night for you to burn, to take whenever you were hungry, to teach with someone there to learn. Yes, you do, so you turn. Yes, you turn. Yes, you turn from me, my love. Give me no goodbye. Give no reason why, I don't really want to know. Got no time, got no time, got no time to make or mend. There's no time, there's no time, there's no time at all, my friend. So give me no goodbye. Give no reason why, I don't really want to go. Give me no goodbye, give me no goodbye, give me no goodbye, give me no goodbye.
Oh, thanks for getting me out of that tight spot, Matt. I thought I was a goner when those clones started to close in on me.
Don't mention it, Gray. Since they were all clones of me, I knew their twin weaknesses, rice candy and head cheese. So it was a cinch for me to leave a trail of rice candy and head cheese and get them to follow me out of your booth.
So, have you figured out what to do with the clones?
What to do with them? Yeah, I did. I did figure that out.
Oh, good. So they won't be coming around here anymore, right?
No. They're, taken care of.
Okay, so what...
They've been chemically mollified.
Chemically mollified?
Yeah, and then, dissipated?
Dissipated?
Yeah, dissipated.
So you're saying you poisoned them all and then burnt the bodies in the furnace?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Well, if a man can't kill his own clones, who can he kill?
One question. If these clones were exact duplicates of you and shared all your preferences and memories, how can you be sure you're the original?
Well, either I'm the original or simply the one most likely to commit mass murder.
Oh, well, that's a load off my mind.
Besides, you said it yourself, those clones were a bit weirder than me.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. You wouldn't happen to have a diaper handy, would you? Woody's had another accident. Haven't you, Woody?
Clean my pants.
Oh, Woody.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.